Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow is World Human Rights Day. Today, the Malaysian Bar celebrates this important day. Today, we celebrate the fact that there are universally recognized human rights standards. This day marks the anniversary of the adoption by the United Nations General Assembly of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Around the world, there is a greater awareness of the importance of human rights and freedom. In Malaysia, the Malaysian Bar celebrates this day today. By celebrating our fundamental freedoms enshrined in our Constitution. In many other societies, fundamental liberties like freedom of expression and freedom of assembly are taken for granted. They are a given. In a developing society like ours, we are unfortunately still grappling with these concepts. Our definitions of what constitutes freedom of religion, freedom of expression, freedom of assembly differ between ourselves and the government, and even between ourselves and the courts. No one doubts that the government has the right and duty to protect their citizens and ensure their safety. However, in so doing, our fundamental freedoms cannot become casualties. It is unnecessary if properly managed. By the way, I would like to welcome the large presence of the police force who are here to celebrate this wonderful day with us. And we thank them for the aerial display of the helicopters, which I'm sure entertained all of you just before we started. The Bar Council has always considered the requirement for a permit as an unnecessary fetter on the freedom to assemble enshrined in Article 10 of the Federal Constitution. The right under the Constitution is the right to assemble peaceably and without arms. The requirement for a permit, in our view, makes this right illusory. I'm very saddened to announce that seven people from the group who walked from SOGO to the Bar Council Auditorium have been arrested. It has marred our celebration on Human Rights Day, and wholly unnecessary arrests, as I understand it, because everyone was walking peacefully towards the Bar Council Auditorium. I will be going there immediately after this opening. I will be going to IPK to see what the situation is there. But as I say, that has unfortunately marred the celebrations for today. In this regard, as to freedom of assembly, I would agree with the call by Dr. Uzaid Ibrahim that we should learn to manage such situations rather than coming down hard on it, thus escalating the problem. I think Tun Musa has said the same thing in the press this morning, and I think there are many people saying, look, you can't use this heavy hand against the people anymore. Learn to manage the freedom of assembly. And I think we can actually move towards a win-win situation. Berceh and Hindraf were refused a permit. I gather they applied. When in fact, some amount of give and take would have seen a win-win situation for everyone. There ought to have been discussions between the police and the organizations as to how the events could have proceeded in a controlled manner. There would have been less disruption, less inconvenience, and I believe no arrests. In this regard, the recent response to the protesters of the Hindraf rally is alarming. In these circumstances, the authorities must not visit the actions of a few upon the many. The attempted murder charge against 31, the opposition to and refusal of bail, the further arrest of on the same charge, the sudden announcement of purported terrorist connections, all smack of a show of force by the state against the participants. Is all this really necessary? Do we need to regress to those dark days when such methods were used, and we know they were used, to quell dissent? I sincerely hope not. This is a new Malaysia. We now know how to sift information. We live in the age of the information highway. You cannot keep information from the people. But we have learned, because of the information highway, we have learned to sift information. We have learned what information to accept, what information to reject. We are a mature Malaysia. Ladies and gentlemen, this is where I think the authorities must play an even-handed role. Heavy-handedness against these people charged is not the answer. In my view, it is not something that is acceptable in today's Malaysia. Unfortunately, with this shifting of focus, the messages of the Bursay rally and the Hindraf rally may be easily lost, but they are important messages. The Bursay rally was about free and fair elections. That is easy to address. One of the demands made was that the newspapers should give fair coverage to all parties in the elections. And what is so difficult about that? This is where the press comes in. But of course, we have those licensing provisions in relation to the press, and that may be the cause for the reticence of some of the press in relation to giving coverage during the elections. This is an issue that should be revisited. As for the Hindraf rally, ultimately shorn of everything, it is a cry for help from a group that feels it is marginalized. Unfortunately, the focus has shifted from this cry of desperation to some extreme statements made and actions taken by a few. This is really unfortunate. Let me say here at once, we do not condone racist or extremism in any form by anybody. This is where we also have to remember that issues like marginalization and poverty are rarely seen as human rights issues. The factors that contribute to this situation, namely factors like discrimination, lack of access to resources and opportunities, and social stigma, all contribute to a denial of human dignity and therefore ultimately to a denial of human rights. In this regard, the Bar Council calls upon the government to set up a group of experts to conduct a study into the grievances of people of all communities who feel they are marginalized. This study should focus on first identifying these groups and then studying the issue of their access to resources with the ultimate aim of providing recommendations for the uplifting of the quality of their lives. After 50 years, I think this is something surely we can do. The Bar Council has been both criticized and praised for cancelling our human rights walk. I have said, with freedom comes responsibility. Likewise, with leadership. When we involve the public in our activities, we have a responsibility towards them. Hence, in the most difficult decision we have ever had to make, we decided to call off the walk. But we will never give up our struggle for our fundamental freedoms. But this is not only the Bar Council's struggle. It is everyone's struggle. Ultimately, I view this as a process of negotiation with the government. We have seen an opening up of democratic space, and this is why I truly hope that the actions against the Hindraf and Bursay supporters does not set us back. We see instances when our voices are heard. We see instances when they are not. We have heard the Prime Minister call on the NGOs to be his eyes and ears. This is a recognition of the importance of civil society. We must keep pushing the boundaries. We must keep negotiating with the government. This process of negotiation can take many forms. Sometimes we talk, sometimes we walk. On the part of the Bar Council, we have seen the channels of communication opening up, and we will proceed to put forward our views, as we always have. Ladies and gentlemen, ultimately, we must aim for human rights to become part and parcel of our vocabulary, our agenda, and our nation's psyche. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to say, Have a great day. I hope you do. I will report back as to what has happened at the IPK. I'm proceeding there now. Thank you very much.